Good morning, everyone. It is good to see you in worship this morning at First Baptist Church of Newport News. Those of you in the sanctuary, those of you online, we are so glad that you're here. It's great to see this size of a crowd here on Dennis Adams Day. It is a very special day. It is the final Sunday before Dennis's retirement after 34 short and blissful years where he has enjoyed serving, and we've had the privilege of being together these past 5 and a half, and I'm looking forward to this bittersweet day of worship that we all get to share together. A couple of things for you to be aware of. There is a drive-through reception today. Dennis has been calling it a drive-by reception. I guess that's the same thing. Drive-through reception today from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We'll be driving through out here in the front. You can decorate your cars. You can hold up posters. You'll get the chance to speak to Dennis as you drive through the line. We're doing this. So many things have been done differently than this COVID season, so we're trying to keep everybody safe and yet also give everybody the chance to participate in that kind of reception. Now, a couple of y'all, if you drive through and you get in line and you start ordering, you're not going to get that at the end of the line, okay? Just want to make sure our drive-through line follows the Chick-fil-A protocol. It's closed on Sunday, except for coming through to give Dennis your encouraging words and things. And we look forward to seeing you today from 3 to 5, just whenever you can. It's going to be great. I will say one thing. We are aware that Governor Northam came out with some new restrictions for us COVID-wise on Friday evening. Those restrictions, churches are exempt from those kind of restrictions, except for the fact that once you get above 25 in a gathering, we have to follow cleaning protocols and social distancing protocols and mask indoors protocols. So all of those things, for those of you who've been attending in person since June, you know we've been doing all those things all the way along. So what we do will not change. We will continue having worship unless the governor's restrictions go to a place where they're not going to exempt churches from that. So for the next few weeks and as we head into Advent, we're going to keep you as safe as we absolutely can. And we're also going to work hard to be able to have the community that we have as a fellowship of Jesus Christ as well. So I know there have been some questions about that. If there's anything new that you need to know, watch your newsletter. It comes out every Wednesday at noon. You get it online. Those of you who have asked for it, who don't have email, we mail that to you. So if you're not getting the newsletter, email Nikki at fbcnn.org, the church office. She'll make sure you're getting that. Sometimes if you unsubscribe, what that does is it keeps you from ever getting the newsletter again. So be aware of that so that you can keep up with anything. Also keep an eye out on the church Facebook page because there are many things there. It's good to see you today. For those of you who, again, are back in the sanctuary for the first time during the COVID restriction phase, how we leave is a little bit different. So what we'll do is at the end of our last song, we will have folks that will come down and they will dismiss you a row at a time. Now, this is not prison, folks. You can say hi to each other as you leave, okay? You can wave at each other as you're escorted out. Once you get to the parking lot, you can talk to one another in socially distant groupings because you haven't seen each other for a while. Save that for outside so we can be safer. And I would ask, once this service is over, that you do allow enough room so our Hispanic worshipers can get in for the 12:30 service, which will be starting, oddly enough, at 12:30. It's great to have you this morning. We have a day of celebration in store. We have a day of worship. Without further ado, friends, let me introduce you to the Reverend Dennis Adams.
It's good. Always to the right. Yes, thank you. Well, you're certainly a clapping, happy group. Good morning, and thank you for coming. Just a word now. If you look around and see how many people are here, a number in the balcony and down on the floor. I hope you feel safe because you are. and I'll retire every Sunday if you'll keep coming like this. You may get tired of that, though. Today feels kind of like I was sharing with Beth a few minutes ago. You know, your favorite amazing television show that after so many seasons, you get to the finale, and it's either a short run or a long run, and characters have come into the scene and gone off the scene, and I am certainly not the main character. It just so happens that when you retire, things get a little different for a while, and I'm supposed to reflect later on, and I may not, it depends on what kind of shape I'm in, but I do, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for coming. Para mis amigos hispanos, gracias por venir hoy. Es un bendición grandísimo. Gracias a ustedes. We're going to sing together. Now, another word. If you haven't been coming and maybe you haven't seen us online, shame on you. We hum when we're here for the time being, a face mask on, and we hum. But if you're watching at home or wherever, you can sing as loudly as you want with no mask. Let's stand together, though, and hum as we sing, hum. My Jesus, I love thee, which happens to be my favorite hymn.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If
So, it's a celebration, but I'm going to cry, so just know that. 34 years is a long time, a very long time. I'm 37 years, so do the math. We've been here since I was 3, terrorizing this church. He brought an entire family from Alabama up to be with you people, to love you people, and it's been a wild ride for sure. He answered God's call to be here to minister to so many people. It's a calling that encompasses so many talents. When you're a musician who can play piano, who can sing, and pretty much do every single instrument, and you have multiple bands, it requires that you have a lot of talent. So thank God, God gifted you with talent. It necessitates a mind for organization. If you've ever been on a trip with Dennis Adams, you know that everything is planned down to the minute. And if no one's there at that minute, you might get left. While also demanding a soft heart with gentle words. If you've ever had a conversation with this man, and you have, his heart is always ready to listen to you, to pour into you, and he's never met a stranger. He can do that with every single person. You serve God and his people with all that you have for every single minute of every day. I honestly don't know how you do what you do. I've been trying to figure that out for years, because as a minister, you look to other people, other ministers, other pastors to figure out how to do it best, and there's none better in my opinion. And I'm still absolutely confused as to how he does what he does. You're planning trips that take 55 people across the country in multiple planes to go to different churches to sing songs that the kids don't even like, and you got everyone to do it with a smiling face. You've been most people's confidant and spiritual guide for so many of us, juggling countless ministries. You've never met a stranger, and everyone is a person that is created in the image of God. And that's how you see them, and that's a rarity. 34 years ago, I was 3 years old, running around this church, pulling fire alarms, breaking stuff, making Sunday school teachers retire. And while you were ministering here, you had us five at home. And you were ministering to us as well. So many beyond Brian, Courtney, and I have seen you as a father figure. Tons of people. Your compassion has touched the lives of countless people. So many people's lives have been altered towards Jesus because of you. I want you to take just a second and just look at every single person here. They're here for Jesus, not you, okay? They're here for Jesus because they've met Jesus clearly. They've seen Jesus clearly. They've met him in a very personal level because of you. So many lives have been altered towards Jesus because of you. Because of you, I am here, worshiping, ministering to youth, to the youth. Because of you, Juan and Monica are here. Because you took 3 years of Spanish in high school and somehow learned it. We had a Hispanic ministry so strong that we needed to call another person. You are the reason so many people are here because of your love for Jesus. Because of you, we could fill this sanctuary 10 times over. With how many people you have changed and led to Christ. It would make the world's biggest choir. Not everyone can sing in here, so good thing you just hum. But as a choir director, you recruit. You audition, you assign parts, you rehearse, and you direct. How many thousands of hours have you spent rehearsing for the 3 minutes that people get to see? Countless. Way too many times to count. And at the end of the day, when the song is over, the applause always goes to the choir. A choir director gets everyone together so that people can applaud the choir. That's the selfless sacrifice that it takes to do what you've been doing. You and Mom have been selfless servants of God who opened up your home to like 50 young adults, so much so that we had to break down walls to fit in more people every Monday night. We had to rush to make taquitos and pizza rolls just to feed these college students. During Hurricane Isabel, I don't know if you knew this, but like 25 random young adults just showed up and they were sleeping all over the house. Because we had a house that was built for hospitality and love for people. And that's what you've instilled within your whole family and within this church. You have the uncanny gift of being able to connect with a 9-year-old and a 90-year-old. God does not make them like you very much. For many of us, we are who we are because of the love you have shown us. So for the years the choir got the applause today, you're going to get some. And it's not just for 34 years of service, but countless sacrifices you and the family have made for this church, and most of them you will never know about. Most of them you've never heard about, but they happen. We applaud your heart for God. We applaud your consistency of good work. We applaud your witness for the Lord. For years, people have said we look alike. You people have confused us for far too long. I'm still working. He is not. One lady actually mistaked our emails. I don't know how that happened. Recently, someone said, I even sound like you, which is the biggest compliment for a musician. A lady once came up to me on the day I preached and said, would you tell your son how great he did? I said, I sure will. For as long as I can remember, people have mistaken us, not just because we're bald. I guess we do look alike, but the baldness has a really strong factor there. But it is one of life's greatest privileges being mistaken for you. One day, I hope they confuse my ministry for yours. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. And I truly believe you could have written that yourself. Would you pray with me? God, thank you. Thank you for a life that has shown us how to love and how to lead. Lord, allow us to be able to not just understand that the man that is Dennis Adams, but the soul and the heart that you have given him to love people and to love you. God, we are all searching for our purpose. And this church thanks you so, so very much for giving Dennis Adams purpose to be here. So, Lord, as you plan out the rest of his time in this place, let it be filled with love and grace and mercy, fun, laughter, and still with all the people that you've called him to minister to. Lord, thank you so much for him and for being a God that calls us along the way to follow you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Nuestros corazones insaciables son hasta que conocen a su Salvador. Tal y como somos, nos amó. Acercamos sin temor. Él es el agua y el beber. Nunca más tendremos sed. Jesucristo basta. Jesucristo basta. Mi castigo recibió y su herencia me entregó. Jesucristo basta. Jesucristo basta. Fuimos alcanzados por su gran amor. Con brazos abiertos nos recibe. Tal y como somos, nos amó. Hoy nos acercamos sin temor. Él es el agua que al beber nunca más tendremos
ser. Jesu Cristo basta, Jesu Cristo basta. Mi castigo recibió y su herencia me entregó. Jesu Cristo basta, Jesu Cristo basta. Jesu Cristo basta. Tal y como somos nos amó, hoy nos acercamos sin temor, sin temor. Tal y como somos nos amó, hoy nos acercamos sin temor. Él es el agua que al beber nunca más tendremos sed. Jesucristo basta, Jesucristo basta. Mi castigo recibió y su herencia me entregó. Jesucristo basta, Jesucristo basta. Jesucristo basta.
Good morning, and welcome to the celebration of the retirement of Dennis Adams, 34 years and 4 months. Give him those 4 months. Dennis, I've got to say, you are completely right. You're not right many times, but you are right. When you told me that we'd have a large crowd turnout when I was going to do my first solo. So thank you so much. Back in 1986, goes a long ways back, I was asked to hit up the Minister of Music Search Committee. And when the committee got together, I started looking around. I said, you know, everybody on this committee has some type of music talent, except for me. I said, I couldn't tell you between an A minor or a B flat or whatever those things are. So then I really started asking myself, why am I on this committee? And the Lord answered me. He didn't answer me verbally, but he said, Walter, what I got you to do on this committee, I got three questions that I want you to find out from Dennis. The first question was, is Dennis Adams a born-again Christian who really loves the Lord? Is Dennis Adams called to be a full-time minister of music? At the time in Fultondale, Alabama, Dennis was a full-time teacher, and he was a minister of music part-time at two different churches. And then the third was, is Dennis Adams being called by the Lord to come to First Baptist Church, Newport News, as a minister of music? The answer was yes, yes, and yes. The committee wholeheartedly recommended Dennis to come, and Dennis asked if he could come on September the 1st, 1986, so that he was allowed to finish the school year out as a teacher, and also to allow his children to finish their schooling. Sanctuary choir, youth choirs, swinging the singers will never forget the ministry of Dennis Adams. We've all been blessed with the music of the sanctuary choir, the patience and love he exhibited with the swinging singers and the youth, and the choir tours will never be forgotten, especially when they came home and they shared their programs with their church family. The singing Christmas tree was one of his tireless endeavors, humoring the crowds and praying that no young person would fall out of the top of the tree. And then, of course, the music groups were all assembled together, the marvel organization he had when they all came together and to share their talents with the church. Those of us who know Dennis and love Dennis not only know is he gifted in music, but he also has a heart for mission. Michael shared a little bit this morning about his Hispanic ministry. And I remember that five Hispanic men came to the church one Sunday and wanted to worship. So the greeter, not being able to speak Spanish, took him to Dennis. Well, at that time, Dennis only had high school Spanish. But Dennis took them in because of the heart he has. And he started meeting with them on Sunday, doing Sunday school hour. Half the hour would be spent for Dennis teaching them English, and the other half would be spent them teaching Dennis Spanish. And of course, it has grown to where Michael mentioned that we were very lucky to have Juan and Monica come and head up our Hispanic ministry, which is really needed, a full-time leader and somebody to be there with them. He also was instrumental in starting Michael mentioned about the young adult ministry. But it started because Dennis realized that when the youth graduated out of the youth program, so many of them went away to college. But there were some who decided to go to college locally, and also some who wanted to enter into the workforce. So Dennis saw that need, and as Michael mentioned, he even renovated his house to provide for that. He also started what we all are familiar with as a Romanian mission trip. Dr. White, Richard Green, and Dennis went actually to Hungary to see about coming about to have a partnership. It ended up with a Romanian Baptist, and that's going on now for 25 years. And what a ministry that has been. What a Christ-centered man Dennis has been, and how we've been very fortunate to have honored him, to have him here on our staff for 34 years and 4 months. We will miss you, but also know that you'll find other mission fields to continue in your work for the Lord. Godspeed, Dennis Adams. I wish you the best of luck. I love you, man.
Presentation now. I'm going to invite Judy Means from the Swingin' Singers, our senior adult choir, and Betty Sylvester from our adult choir. They have a couple of presentations that they're going to share with Dennis. And when they finish, on behalf of our entire church family, Chris Kies, our personnel chair, is going to come up and share as well.
Come on.
The sisters are here to present. How you doing?
I'm fine.
You all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Talking
to Mike. On behalf of the Swingin' Singers, we would like to present you with this little token of our appreciation. And you know Paul is looking down on you, cheering you on for this retirement. You know, bless you and good luck with your retirement. I know, yeah.
And Dennis, the adult sanctuary choir, I think we were all adults. Yeah. It's been so long, I can't remember them. We would like to wish you a wonderful retirement, and just remember that every day will be Saturday, but as Marvin says, there's one day it's called Fat Paper Day. So you'll have something to do on that day. And here is a gift for you from the choir. Maybe you can take a trip somewhere you would like to go and enjoy it, and we will miss you something terribly.
Hello, Dennis. As chairman of the Personnel Committee, it's my honor to be here today to recognize you for your service to our church. And you probably know what a treble clef is, right? A treble clef helps determine the pitch of notes that are on music, right? Pretty close. Well, one could say that the treble clef is one of the most important symbols in music theory. So, we have a blown glass treble clef. It's very beautiful. And it's inscribed, says Dennis Adams, in recognition of over 34 years of loyal and dedicated service to our Lord and First Baptist Church, Newport News. In addition, I have a check. And here's a check for a week's pay in recognition of your years of service. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. You've been wonderful to work with over the years, and we wish you all of God's blessings in the days and years ahead.
This song is usually sung, I think, between Ray Boyette and I think, at deacon ordination services. And it is a wonderful charge to every believer, and that simply is that everyone that comes after us, when we've carved our path and moved on, that they will find us faithful. And it says, you know, surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, run the race, not just for the prize, but for those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us a heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. So, find us faithful. On the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind, may the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Thank you to everyone who has made this service so special and so memorable for Dennis and for all of us. Your presence here makes it special. Your presence online makes it special. And everything that we've gotten to experience together. Dennis, thank you for being willing to share so much of yourself on a day that is for you. We've heard you sing and it's touched our hearts again. Thank you so much. And for all of you who have participated in the service, thank you for your energy, for your efforts, for your giftedness. Judy and Betty, thank you on behalf of the choir and the Swingin' Singers for being willing to participate and share. It's one of my great regrets about this service and about this time is that we do not have the choir able to sing. But you will sing again, and we will be there, and we will look forward to singing with you as we do that. It's a good day, friends. It's a good day because God is here. And I'd like to take a moment and try and put some of this in the context of Scripture, and I do mean a moment. Dennis, as I thought about retirement in the context of Scripture, most Scriptures that dealt with retirement ended up being more final retirement, and I just didn't think that kind of was a kind of word. So I went to Acts chapter 13. These words are not about retirement, they're about redirection. Acts chapter 13, these couple of verses, it says, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them, and they sent them off. Dennis, this is not retirement. This is sending you off. I know you're not going a long way, but you're going into a new era, an era where you have great ideas and great plans, and yet God is sending you off, and some of those plans, just like for Saul and for Barnabas, they knew God had sent them, and yet they did not know every piece of it. And as I listened to all the conversations we've had, this story, this moment, just resonated with me. You remember the first time we met? January of 2015. We sat across from a table together and we talked. In those first moments, as many of you have in your first moments with Dennis, I caught a glimpse of passion for music and worship. I caught a glimpse of your passion for people, all kinds of people. As Michael said, from 9 to 90, all kinds of people. Most of all, I sensed your passion for God, for following His calling through this church family and through all that God calls you to do. I sensed that from that first time. I also sensed a doggedly determined, strong-willed individual. And we committed together right then that this doggedly determined, strong-willed individual and this doggedly determined, strong-willed individual were going to love each other, that we were going to respect each other, that we were going to work and be for one another always, even if we ever disagreed. My friend, we have done that and so much more. And I can't thank you enough. You leave this position, but you do not leave my life. I am grateful beyond words for your friendship. And you leave with my respect, my admiration, my prayers, my love, and with my eternal gratitude. Speaking of gratitude, let me say a couple of words that are personal for me, but some of them you will all know about, and some of them, they may be some insider things, and I apologize in advance for that. I'll try, with the time permitted, I'll try to explain as little or as much as I can. But Dennis, thinking about gratitude, I'm so thankful that you kept so much candy in your office. and on your office door, even if it was my children that ate most of it. I'm thankful for all the questions you've asked at the end of staff meeting. At the end of staff meeting, it's always, wait, I've just got a couple of more things. I'm thankful for that, and I'm going to miss that. I'm thankful for all the ways you serve people behind the scenes that no one ever saw, including the times you served my family and me. I'm grateful for how you love people when they have significant differences from you on substantive issues, how you listen and still love. I'm grateful for how you compromise on logistics and schedules, but you never compromise on your convictions. I'm grateful that you have taught our church through Romania, our Hispanic ministry, and embracing friendships with people of so many different cultures, and through your participation in our Black church partnerships, that God's kingdom is so much bigger than people that look like you and me. By the way, when we talk about the kingdom being bigger, I think now is an appropriate time as any to hear someone from the other side of the world thanking Dennis as well. We have a video for you this morning.
Dear Dennis, people tend to say that now, as you retire, you will have time to do the things that you love, things that you hadn't had time while working. But in your case, it's kind of the opposite, because as we know you, you loved the work that you've been doing. For the past more than 20 years, we have experienced that you loved the Lord first, and you loved Romania, you loved the mission, the children, the camp. We have seen how focused you were on forwarding God's love, always. The passion you had for His work made it possible to organize this children's camp every second year. You were a brilliant leader. We admire you for the love that you had in your heart, for the compassion, for the empathy, for the kindness and care toward the children. We remember you walking through the courtyard with a backpack with sweet rewards, playing with the children and singing Nagykirály each year. You must know that this work had a huge impact on these children's lives, on the church, on the outreach in Romania. We cannot thank God enough for you, for what we have gained through the love that God has put in your heart. We enormously appreciate it. Thank you. And we just wish that on the journey that you will begin, there will be passion, joy, and the same Dennis that we know and we love. Have a blessed retirement, and we hope that we will see you again here at Hargita in God's work, knowing that you are always welcome like home in Hargita.
God bless you, Dennis.
Many of you have had the chance to meet Erica and Zoltan. They've been in our church sanctuary. When you've gone to Romania, you've been with them and seen their passion for ministry, and you've seen the friendship that Dennis has cultivated with them. I'm so glad they were able to share, and they would have been here if for the COVID environment that we have. Dennis, I'm grateful that you've always been patient with me and prayerful for me. I'm grateful that you have a love for the full depths of traditional music, from Bach to Handel to B.B. McKinney to Fanny Crosby and everywhere in between. And you brought that love to the worship of God. I'm grateful that you have a love for the full depths of contemporary music, whatever might be contemporary at the time. As one who shares a deep love for tradition and for what's forthcoming, this was life-giving to me. The absolute best example to me of your love across the gamut of the music of God is the Festival of Music. You remember the Festival of Music? The Festival of Music, at the end of every performance, all of the people, all God's children, gathered forward at the front, all God's singing children. And you'd have our swinging singers sitting at the front. You'd have the children who sang. You'd have Transform, the praise team. You'd have the Hispanic praise team. You'd have the adult choir and everybody else in between. And it was the most beautiful, lovely kind of chaos you could imagine as everybody got up here and Dennis had managed that to perfection and getting everybody. And then everyone sang the same song together, reminding us that this was a foretaste of what it looks like in heaven. When we all sing side by side, and we don't care what song is, we just give praise to our God with our full being. Thank you for that picture, Dennis, of heaven on earth. I'm grateful my wife got to sing in the choir with you that you directed. I'm glad she got to sing alongside you in Transformed and even with you in Spanish. I am grateful that you gave my daughter voice lessons. I wish you had given Walter Satchel more voice lessons. I'm so grateful for how you loved and invested in my children, even when it meant giving them candy when we didn't know. I'm so grateful that how you invested in our children mirrored how you invested in so many children and how many are here and a part of the kingdom of God for how you invested. I'm also grateful, and I really appreciate you asking me to serve as a surprise substitute shepherd that Christmas in the air night outside so that Dandy the goat could drag me up across the stage and all through the parking lot. Thank you for that. I've never forgotten Dandy. I've never forgotten that moment. Thanks for going to Romania with me last summer and introducing me to your Romanian family. Thanks for going to Project Ruth with me and being there when we saw the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. The ghetto that we drove through. I cannot imagine what that's like right now in this COVID scene. Thank you for being there. Thanks for being adventurous in spirit, even when it means that we accidentally wander through a European Union protest in London as we waited for a plane. Thanks for being there when we looked across the aisle of that plane together and realized that we had been bumped up to first class for our trip home. It's a fitting metaphor. Serving with you has always been first class. Thank you for following the voice of the Spirit 34 years ago and coming here. Thank you for the way you listened to the Spirit and for the way even now you've listened to the Spirit with this decision. When you came into my office first week of September to tell me this news, I couldn't believe it. But even then, as we talked and as we prayed, I sensed that the Spirit had spoken and that you were listening, and even more, you were obeying, even without the full map. You're in good company. I wonder what Paul and Silas, what Saul and Barnabas in this story, I wonder what they thought. I bet they planned to go home and eat dinner. The next thing you know, they are put on the road. They are sent out to go and do the work that God had called them to do. Set aside Paul and Barnabas for the work I have for them, to which I have called them. No map, no guarantees, no itinerary. Just Jesus. And Jesus, friends, is enough. I'm so glad you'll still be in town. I'm going to miss you on staff, but you've made the right choice. You've listened to the Spirit, just like we've encouraged our church to do for this last 5.5 years together, just as you've encouraged the church to do for 34 years. Together, you're following the Spirit. There may be days when you're not sure what to do next. There may even be days when you wonder if this was the right decision. Remember, the Holy Spirit has called you. The Holy Spirit has prepared you for your next steps of ministry, because ministry does not stop. He is sending you and He has prepared you. Who are you to say no? And who are we to attempt to say no on your behalf? You go with our love. You go with our friendship. You go with our prayers. You go with this entire people in your corner. Always. You go knowing that you are in the hands of God, whose Holy Spirit has called you forward to the next work that He has for you to do. God bless you, my friend. I want to invite Dennis to the front, and I want to invite Pastor Juan Garcia to step forward. Church, if we could, if you are able, please stand. Juan is going to bring Dennis to the front, and Juan is going to pray over Dennis with his hands upon him. And what I'd like you to do, if you are comfortable, is to stretch your hands forward as if you were laying your hands on Dennis as well. Stretch your hands forward as Juan prays over him.
Well, my friend, this is it. This is a new chapter. This is the end of this season, but the beginning of a new season. You'll be missed. I love you. I'm going to miss you. Don't. And I'm here to bless you and do a prayer of sending. So there's no better blessing than the one that comes from God's word. And there's a passage in Number where it said, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace." And I know He have given you peace for this next chapter. And I pray that the Lord can give us also peace as we continue in knowing that you won't be here, man, but you will continue to do what God is calling you to do, because I know there's more to you ahead than for you. Church, let's pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We come before you and we present to you Dennis. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his gift, his talents, the many blessings that he has and that you have poured out in our church and in the life of many people through him. It's been wonderful for me to get to know him, to meet him, and to not only call him my friend, colleague, but see my children call him uncle and running toward him and knowing that if I'm not there, they are well taken care of if Dennis is there. Father, I thank you for him. I thank you for what he had meant to me, to my life, to my family, to the Hispanic ministry, to this congregation, this whole church. Thank you, because everything that you do is perfect, and bringing Dennis here was perfect. The season have come to an end, but we know it's not Dennis. Dennis, you have so much more for him. There's so much more ahead. There's so much passion, so much that he can and he want to do. And I ask, Father, that you continue to bless him in this new season of his life. I ask, Father, that as he go out in this journey to a new endeavor, that you guide him, you give him wisdom, discernment, and that, Father, he knows that you are with him always. Thank you. Father, in your name we send him. In your name we bless him. And in your name we ask that your spirit embrace him and guide him to new pastures, greener pastures. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We now come to the last song of our service. I'm going to invite you to stay standing. I'm going to invite you, if you feel more comfortable sitting down due to any kind of ambulatory needs or whatever, please feel free to do so. But after this song, our host will come forward. They will escort you out, as we've talked about before. So wait on them. You can certainly sit down, visit a little bit that way, but wait on them, and they will get you out. And remember, check in on one another outside when you get outside. Greet one another. Check in on one another. Enjoy that we've been together, and we'll look forward to seeing you in worship both online and in person in the Sundays ahead. But now, friends, we've talked about Dennis a great deal. We've celebrated with Dennis. But friends, this is worship. And in any stage of life, the last word always belongs to God. And the last word is praise. So let's praise the Lord together.
Thank you. I skipped over the part in the program that you don't have, that there was reflections by my name after I sang, but I was so thankful that I got through the song that I forgot. But what comes to my mind, first off, I want to explain why I disappeared. The snare drum, I don't know if you know that that drum has an on-off switch, basically. And when it's on, certain pitches in music or sound will make it vibrate really a lot. And I could only take it for about a verse and a half. And good thing he's my kid. But anyway, I thank you. I've been sitting here wondering, who in the world are they talking about? I don't think I'm nearly what they have said, but I appreciate it. And I love this church. I love you. Thank you for being here. But none of this would be possible if it weren't for my family. To say that they sacrificed is so much of an understatement. And those of you who throw yourself into a project, into a work, a career, a ministry, whatever it is that you do, when you throw yourself wholeheartedly, sometimes it's almost reckless, because if you don't leave a big chunk of that heartedly with the family, then you better be a mighty prayer warrior for their continued love and support. So I thank my family, and second only to thanking God. And then, of course, to be here with you for all this time. It's those of you that are new, those of you that have been here before me. I see Phil in the back. Just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This next chorus is my favorite. We debuted it on Easter Sunday 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. And I was privileged to have part of the solos, and wept like a baby. It was really an ugly cry. I don't just cry. And so I hope and pray that I can get through this. We can, because the message of this is just so powerful. For endless days we'll sing your praise. And that's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for me, for First Baptist Church. I pray that the first 137 years of this church's existence are nothing to compare to what's to come. And so may the Lord find us all faithful as we praise his name forever. I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bowed and drenched in tears, they laid him down. Among the saints, my gaze transfixed.